It is my pleasure to introduce Marty Maltz, who will be the moderator for the Open Candidate Forum. The way it's going to go is each candidate has been given 2 minutes to start off to summarize their platform and why to vote for them. At the end of those 2 minutes, going basically that way, we'll open up the field for questions. You can question any candidate. There are microphones in the middle of the room that they're turned on, and you can just step to the, and we will do those questions and answers until 5:30 p.m., which is what time we're out of here.
All right. Thank you so much. I am Marty Maltz, for those of you who don't know me. I started in 1982, and this is my 41st, I think, convention without a miss. And I'm so delighted that almost since then I've been doing this and talking about how great it is that we have people that want to do all this work. And this was like, I started when Richard Munch was president, who is those of you who are newer may not know, he was the first president of ACE. And back in those days, it was tough starting a club, but there really weren't a lot of complex situations back in those days like you have today. There were no cell phones. Computers were, they took up an entire room in 1982. There were none of the problems that you see that the executive committee faces today. And I keep getting worried as the years go on that there's nobody going to want to run for any offices. And fortunately, we've got 7 people that are able to do that. And to me, no matter what happens in the election, they're all winners. So give a hand to the 7 candidates that are running for office for me. And also to let Jeff know, I think we're getting 3 more new members. I have a friend of mine who has 2 kids who are 11 and are going to be future presidents in 30 years of this club. And the woman has to make sure, she's promised that she's going to all join, they're all going to join next week, because if not, she's a lawyer who appears in my courtroom, and I told her she will not get good rulings. So anyway, without further ado, let me announce the candidate for treasurer, Chris Tilsley.
Hi, my name is Chris Tilsley. I'm from Flatwoods, Kentucky. Me and my wife have been members for 18 years now. We started off at CoasterCon 27 right here. It was how we got our start. I volunteered for ACE for many years. I chose to do treasurer, to run for treasurer, because my profession is as a certified public accountant. It's what I do. I have assisted clients of all shapes and sizes, different industries, for-profit, non-profit, government. I'm very familiar with non-profit financial reporting issues, accounting issues, and I think that those duties and things that I've done in my profession will serve well here in helping ACE, maintain its financial reporting. Reporting back to you guys how we're using the dues and the donations you all give to assist ACE's mission, and that's why I chose to run for treasurer. Thank you.
All right, any questions for Chris? At the end, wait for the end? Okay. We'll take questions for anyone that you have at the end. Okay, Jeff Nemec, candidate for treasurer. Secretary.
Hey, everybody. I'm going to stand up. So my name is Jeff Nemec, and if you were here as part of the business meeting, you already heard my little spiel. I have been in ACE now for 17 years. I just passed the halfway mark. I've now been in ACE half of my life. And I started volunteering back, I think it was about 16 or 15 years ago, first time at a registration for an event in eastern Pennsylvania when I was living there. So it's a really cool journey to think of someone who was just invited to be a volunteer all those years ago now being in this club and being your vice president currently. So I am the current vice president. I originally ran for office about 8 years ago for treasurer and was beat badly. And doesn't matter. I was here to help. And then I ran again for vice president 4 years ago, and I've been the vice president for the past 4 years. I don't need to really, I think, go over a whole lot of what I've mentioned previously, but a couple things that I have tried to do is to try to allow people to feel a little bit more ownership of the club that they are a part of. There are some people that feel like they don't have a voice in the club, and they don't feel like they can volunteer or help make changes and help the club move forward. And so I tried to start a couple new committees to try to bridge that gap, one of which, as I mentioned before, was the Youth Advising Committee that is here to try to get a younger perspective. I also worked on making the info tables to try to get us a little bit more visibility. And I've done things like the newest thing that's coming out, like I mentioned, is the ACEDIT program to try to strengthen our relationships with parks and also highlight the awesome people that work in the industry and the parks for us. So I just been a person that I have wanted to help out in ACE, and I think this is the best way to do that. And I have been asked a couple times so far as the vice president why I'm running for secretary and not for president. And so I just want to say very clearly in that one of the best qualities, I think, of a leader is not having a big ego. And I've been sitting in the executive committee for the past 4 years, seeing all these amazing people that work on the EC contribute their time and energy. And very realistically, I was not the best person to be your next president, and that is Elizabeth. So I still wanted to help out, and I still wanted to support the club. So I thought that the best way to do that was to be secretary and still be on the executive committee and help move the club forward. So that is just... There we go. And I got the stop.
Thank you. All right, thank you, Jeff. And the next candidate is Christy Hess. Christy is not here.
Okay.
The next candidate then who is here is Tina Sepsik.
Thank you, Marty. Hi, my name's Tina Napotnik Sepsik. I've been in the ACE organization for 13 years. I'm not someone who enjoys being out in front of everyone and being the front of an organization, and that was one of the reasons why I chose to run for the secretary position. I'm a nurse, an ICU nurse is my profession. I've done that for 17 years, worked with special needs kids, currently work for a specialty pharmacy organization. But when Adam was 12, we joined ACE, mainly because you have to come up with a reason for a 12-year-old boy to spend time with his mother. And it was one of the best things that we ever did. We're still here. We're involved in various events and volunteering, and we always do coaster bash, and we just love it. We've made so many friends here, so many good friends. I do have experience as a secretary when Adam was younger. He was in soccer for at least 10 years. I'm sure it was more like 13. But I was the secretary for the organization for his soccer league, and it was a very large organization. We had at least, I would guess, 25 teams. There were probably six different age groupings. So we had quite a few members, and not only did I do that, and I was, you know, responsible for doing the minutes and getting the minutes out, which in that day and age was printing everything and delivering it to people's houses, where now you hit the send button. I also did the equipment manager, so I was kind of in full mode when I did that, but I always managed to do what someone tells me. I'm very reliable, and I'm a stickler for English and spelling and grammar. Like I said, I'm not someone that wants to be out in the front, but I want to help, and this is the way that I found that I could help. I work from home. Adam's off doing what he wants to do, and I have the time, and I would like to help. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tina. Thank you so much. And now we have two candidates for vice president. First one is David Dragon.
Hello, everyone. Thank you all for coming to this. I know the weather's unbearable, but I've been an ACE for 26 years. I've been on the executive committee for six as the history and preservation director. I feel like this is the right spot for me right now. I've had a good working relationship with Elizabeth for 4 years, and we have the same views of moving ACE forward. And I've already started talking to her. If I was lucky enough to win the election, that I would become vice president, that I'm already getting steps to step into the position right now. I've even had a little short talk with Jeff Nemec about helping me moving into the position. And that's about all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, David. All right, and Robert Reagan, also for vice president.
Howdy, folks. I'm from Fort Worth. Coming up when the new executive committee takes over, I'll hit the 42-year mark about 2 weeks before that with the club. My wife of nearly 40 years, she's got 3 years less in the club with me. I'm also not only the father of ACE members, but I'm the grandfather of ACE members. So three generations of this amazing organization. And I know it sounds like something we heard from Robert Eldrick earlier, but the real thing that's always amazed me with this organization from day one is that all these different people of different backgrounds, different origins, different ideals, we all can get together and we have one thing in common. We all can talk about roller coasters. We don't have to like the same ones. We can discuss them. But we all have that one big bond, and that's something that really has always been one of the big things in my mind with this organization. Of course, with my kids, they managed to grow up in that same kind of environment, and thus have made them much more open. As far as my background outside the club, most of my working life I've been in some level of management. My most recent one, I had a team of different races, men and women, and so I have a good understanding, which I think I could also translate into the committee for any issues, and because I've definitely dealt with that kind of thing. So thank you once again, and if you have any questions when the time comes up, I'm certainly willing to answer.
Thank you, Robert. And for president, since it's uncontested, I'll just throw in a few remarks that I wouldn't do in a contested race. But, you know, I think, like a lot of us, was worried if anybody in this complex age with so many facets to the job of president would want to undertake this. And I was really afraid, and I think other people were too, that nobody would run. And fortunately, we have somebody running, Elizabeth Ringus, who I think all of us know very well. She's been an active member of this club for years in her Virginia region and now nationally, and is so super qualified for this job that it's really my pleasure to say that the club's going to be in great shape with all these candidates and with Elizabeth for the next 2 years. So, Elizabeth Ringus, your next president.
Thank you, Marty. That means a lot. And I truly, serving ACE is an honor to me. And for those of you who don't know me, I have been serving as the Mid-Atlantic Regional Rep for 16 years. I recently stepped down so that I could focus on the transition of our new executive committee and making sure that we are doing everything possible to establish the best transition possible. I have had the honor of working in sales leadership for many years, and I look forward to bringing that to ACE. But in the last few years, I've gotten to be a stay-at-home mom, and that's why I've been able to offer so much time to ACE and all the things I've been able to create. As you see, I'm an idea person. I enjoy leadership, details, but one thing that I really enjoy most is the process and making sure that we have the best process possible so it's easiest on our volunteers and that our membership gets the best aspects of what we're doing for them, that we get the best output. And I want to thank my family for their support for me able to do that. My husband Evangelos And two of my three kids are here today at Con with two of their friends. My oldest is not here. She's studying abroad, so we miss her. But what I hope to bring to ACE is working with this team and giving those that are elected the skills and the support that they need to be the best leaders for their teams out everywhere. We're so spread out. That's a challenge that we have to overcome, is how do we work together so far away? So I look forward to working with them. And I just want to remind you that as you cast your vote, you're choosing the direction of ACE and what the executive committee can achieve. So really think about who will take us where you want it to go based on your age, where you live, what you want, so that we can support that. And like I said, I'm an idea person. I like to hear your ideas. So I want to say my inbox is always open. I want to hear every idea because that's where a brainstorming session starts and new things come. So thank you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. And to show you how far ACE has come, it's been about 10 or 12 years since I've had to use Robert's Rules of Order. We don't have those kind of meetings anymore. Now, I know you newer members don't know what I'm talking about, but back in the early 80s, I used to do about 15 or 20 or 30 Robert's Rules of Order rulings all the time, and it just shows you how far that we've come. So with that in mind, please use the mic if you have any questions at all for any of the people that are running for any office. This is the time to ask it. Okay.
Maggie Altman, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. First of all, since we have two candidates running for vice president, I'm directing my questions to the two vice president candidates. Sorry, I had to write it down. I've had some surgery and stuff, and I wasn't real sure if I could do everything. If I'll do this to Robert first. If you were elected vice president, what assurance do members have that you will answer all communications?
Well, first of all, I can definitely say that that's part of my regular everyday job. I deal with trucking companies, and as a result of that, I've got freight that's moving from point A to point B. I need to know not only where those trucks are, as well as where the freight that's on them is. So I am constantly an active person in my normal everyday life, and so I would also give that same level of dedication to the club.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to direct the same question to David.
Okay. I'm pretty good at responding on all the archives and preservation questions that I've been getting. Everybody, when they email me, it might take a day or two or something, but I do get back to everybody. And if I give my word, I generally stick with it. If I tell somebody I'm going to do something, like the reasoning I'm sitting here is because I made a promise that I would do this for them. So if I give my word, I will definitely get in touch with anybody who messages me, anybody who talks to me, has a question, I will answer it. And I will answer it honest, even if it hurts me.
Okay. Well, recently, this is directed to David, there was a recent incident when some special information was requested from you for inclusion in a presentation on a local park. This request was initially made through Contact Us tab on the ACE website on April 6th. Getting no response, a direct email was sent to you on April 12th and still got no response. So another email was then sent to another person on the EC a week later who provided the requested information and indicated that the information was provided to you on April 7th after the initial request. And now still waiting for a response for that request.
Okay. That was, I'm sure it was about the Coney Out Lake information, I believe.
Yes,
right?
It was.
I believe I have that information was sent, and I think I still have the email on my phone.
Well, we never got the email, and after the other EC member provided the information, I think you should have followed up to make sure that you answered who requested that information.
I apologize if it did not get there, and I should have followed up.
Yes, you should.
But, I believe I have an email sent to him that I could show you after this if you want to see it.
Yes.
Okay. I will do that. But I apologize in advance. I really do, because I would never do that on purpose.
Okay. So therefore, my closing statement is that present board members and future board members should respond to all requests and communications from any ACE member. I think that is your duty as being on the board.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff.
Christopher Smock, East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Sorry, you took the boy out of Jersey, but you can't take Jersey out of the boy. My question is for Robert. You said a lot about how long you were an ACE, but I did not hear about you holding any kind of other position as like a regional rep, assistant regional rep, or any other elected official. So what makes you think that you could jump right into a vice president spot with very little experience in any of those other positions?
Well, that's a great question, and actually it's not the case that I have very little experience. You'll actually might see that in my candidate profile. First of all, I was a regional rep for several years in the 90s, early 2000s, which means that I helped organize a number of coaster openings by getting the Acers in the local region to attend. I organized our annual winter event every year, as well as some regional events. I established the initial relationship with a park that's now known as SeaWorld San Antonio. It's really interesting when you reach a PR guy and have to explain to them what ACE is and why a roller coaster enthusiast would be calling them. Of course, that relationship still exists to this day. I also restarted a great relationship with Astroworld that had been lost due to some negative comments by a previous ACE member in the 80s. And I managed to reestablish that good relationship, and that lasted all the way to the last day of the park. I also was involved in two coaster preservation efforts, the Dallas State Fair Comet. I spent about a year and a half on a small group attempting to save the ride. The best we could get was the station and one of the trains. I was also involved in the Frontier City Wildcat that previously had been at Fairyland Park in Kansas City. I was with a small group that photographed and videoed it and then did a presentation at Frontier City with Gary Story, which got the ball rolling. And then I've, of course, been involved in a lot of other things, but those are some of the highlights.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Next question.
I just want to make a comment on the previous comment before that. I handled the Contact Us form, and I just looked it up, and I responded immediately. So if this person didn't get a response from me or didn't get a response from David and didn't get a third response, I'm going to say this person sounds like this person's got a serious email problem. Anyhow, I do have a question for the secretaries. In this day and age, we do a lot of electronic communication. It's very important that all the EC members are going to turn in reports. They need to get uploaded to an e-board so that everyone can read these. The secretary is responsible for putting together the annual business booklet. We use a lot of Google Docs, a lot of electronic communication. I just want to ask both candidates, can you address a little bit what your talents are or what kind of experience you have with using Google Docs, uploads, logging in, things like that?
Again, I'm Tina Napotnik-Sepsik, and I'm running for secretary. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I forgot to say. Lived there all my life. I actually, as even a nurse, we used electronic charting in the trauma ICU that I worked in as early as the 1990s, which was like the first electronic charting, I believe, in the state, if not the country. So I honestly always used a computer. I worked as a school nurse in a charter high school, and we did everything via computer. So quite honestly, that was kind of my... they just threw me in the bath and just to see if I could swim. But now I work from home with a very large, like I said, specialty pharmacy company, and I do everything on the computer. I don't think I'll have any issues, but I'm a quick learner, and I guess that's the best I can say.
Hi, yes, Jeff Nemec, candidate for secretary. I am currently a high school teacher and a coach, and I'm going back into my first profession of engineering, and we use Google products consistently within that organization. And then beyond that, I have been on the executive committee for the past 4 years and familiar with the e-board and how the process actually works. So I feel comfortable with it, I guess I would say, but that's all I need to say.
Any further questions from anyone? Okay, someone back there.
Yes, Jimmy Tico, Canal Winchester, Ohio. This question is for Robert Reagan. I was reading over your candidate platform, and it appears that most of the work that you've done has been over 15 or 20 years ago. What, and correct me if I'm wrong, what is the last volunteer position you held with ACE, and when?
First of all, you're correct in what you read. It's been quite a few years since I was a regional rep. In fact, one of the last things I did, 20 years ago, I guess, actually now, was to draw up and submit the new profile for the ACE Regional Rep Program when they received a new regional rep director. And that included funding as well as the current system that's more or less still in place. And the reason why it's been that long since I've been that directly involved was some personal issues as well as my work career. I'm actually hitting about 20 years at my current employer this coming October. And so that's really about the main reason. But I've now got different agendas and different opportunities outside of my work life that give me the opportunity to again show my active love for this club and help lead it to the future.
Thank you. I guess the one concern is, you know, it's been 15 years. I've been in the club for 10, and this is the first time I've heard your name, so just a concern is all.
All right. Any other questions for any of the candidates? Okay, we've got a couple. Go ahead.
I had a question pretty similar to the past question, but directed towards Tina running for secretary. What recent volunteer experience do you have with ACE, and how do you plan to direct that towards us as a group?
I was going to say, we started volunteering from the start. Our first CoasterCon was 33, was when we heard that they were having a convention at Kennywood, and we were all excited. And we volunteered our first year, and we were matting photos for the photo contest was our first. And I have volunteered for virtually every regional event, every national event that I went to. We do Coaster Bash every year, and I run the auction, the silent auction, and help with the payments. Honestly, there's nothing specifically. I've never held a office or been a regional rep, but we quite honestly have a gazillion regional reps, and that's not where my talents are needed right now, honestly. But I've never stopped volunteering. I like to be thoroughly involved in whatever I do. So I hope that answers the question. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Next question.
Chris Roberry, Arlington, Texas. I have two questions, both for the vice presidential candidates.
Okay.
The first is for Robert. Robert, in the past election, you ran on a platform of taking ACE back to an earlier time when you were a regional rep. Is that still your position, or could you clarify that?
Well, that was actually definitely something that I see is missing. I love the camaraderie side. For example, let's give a great example of my first CoasterCon that I attended, 1981 in Arlington. We had three ERTs, one each morning for 2 hours on each of one coaster. And so we had more time that we spent doing the social side, from playing games to speeches from various people. At the same point, I also understand that the club has to continue into the future, and our way of communicating has changed quite a bit. But again, I really see when we have the giant events like this, that people tend to get scattered a lot more, and I'd really like to see more opportunities for people to get together and socialize face-to-face, as well as have, I mean, there's so many different ways that we can and have been, most recently with the club, of dealing with other ways that we can communicate with each other.
And a follow-up for both of you, whoever wants to start is fine. Given the close work necessary for success with the organization, with the ACE president, how does each of your visions for the organization and position mesh with all the current initiatives that have helped grow the organization to record levels, all despite, as Robert, you indicated, the media landscape has completely changed for promoting ACE?
Well, I think the club is actually moving in the right direction at this point. And there's a lot of good ideas. Involving more people is something that I know that everybody in this group, and we all have the idea that we'd like to see more people get involved. And, I mean, I don't want to be that primary role on this. I want to be in the support role. I want to make sure that what our upcoming president has in mind, that I'm fully and supportive of it, as well as providing my insight to get a little bit of my, quote, agenda into the place so that we can work together and really make this club a better one.
As the role of the vice president, in the guidelines, it says you do what the president needs you to do. So as I was nominated, I contacted Elizabeth. We have had discussions about ideas of where the club, where we want it to go, how we want to get there, what we want to see, and we've been pretty much in agreement on almost every item that we have discussed. Even I brought up ideas, and she goes, yeah, I was thinking something along that line, too. So we've actually had a lot of conversations about moving forward and working together without fighting together, just working smoothly, transition, everything.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Another question. Go ahead.
Adam Napotnick, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. My question is for both vice presidential candidates. In the past couple months, a lot of the volunteers, as we transition over to Elizabeth, we have been asked what our goals are moving forward in the organization. What is your peak? Where do you want to be? David, you mentioned that you made a promise to be up there. So for both of you, do you have a desire, if you are elected vice president in 4 years once Elizabeth becomes past president, to take on her role as president? And if not, where do you see yourself after becoming vice president within the organization?
Well, for me personally, I'm going to kind of play it by ear. I'll be totally honest about that. I definitely see the possibilities of me continuing in additional roles. And if the president seems like something that I should pursue, sure, I absolutely will. On the other hand, I might find that there's something totally different that better suits me once I have that little bit more of the insider knowledge. I see how things are flowing.
Absolutely. I will run for president in 4 years if I'm vice president for 4 years. There's not even a question about it right now. So if I get elected vice president for two terms, I will run for president.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Okay, in the back.
My questions will be for the vice presidents, maybe more of a comment more so than anything else. If you want to start, Robert, that's fine. My question for you, Robert, is have you had any communications with the, what term do you use for a person who's about to become president? Oh, it's more than president-elect, isn't it? Okay, anyway, I guess I failed in government, but whatever. Robert, have you had any contact with Elizabeth regarding your views and what have you? And the reason why I'm asking that is I'll probably want to get comments from David on this. I'll be honest with you, I kind of think David would be at a little bit of an advantage or Robert at a disadvantage if David has been talking to Elizabeth periodically regarding the future. And I understand that they're both on the EC or have had contact because of projects that they may have been working on. I understand that part, but that I believe, puts Robert at a disadvantage if he's not able to talk to Elizabeth under the circumstances to see if their views are in alignment and what have you. So I'd like to get comments from both of you on that.
And I appreciate your remarks and your opinion. That is definitely appreciated to have you here, hear you say. As far as no, I have not reached out and talked to Elizabeth in advance. I'm not making an assumption that I'm going to be a teammate with her in the new executive committee. I'm not going to jump to that direction. On the other hand, I'm also not going to be a yes man. I definitely have my own opinions, and I have my own ways I like to do things. And I don't have a problem with saying, no, I don't agree with that. And here's an idea that I have that might make our club better. What do you think?
Yes, I have worked with Elizabeth on the EC. Our two jobs on the EC right now do not intersect all the time. There's an occasional announcement, media plug for something like the plaques or a donation or something like that. But for the most part, we don't work together on everything. When I got nominated, I talked to her, and I said right off the bat, if I get elected, which there's no guarantee, but I want to know, I want to be ready on September 15th or 16th, whenever it takes over, to do the job right for the club. I don't want to come in on September 15th and go, what do we do now? Because it's a little too late then.
Jason, I think you have the mic. Go ahead.
Thank you, Marty. My question comes in two parts. The first part is a clarification of fact, so I'll open it up to anybody who's currently on the executive committee, whoever feels most comfortable doing this clarification for me, feel free to respond. Is it still a requirement that those who serve an elected or appointed position on the executive committee must attend the committee meetings in person?
That is not specifically a requirement. We certainly encourage it with everybody on the executive committee. The unfortunate reality is that this is no one's full-time job that is a volunteer on the EC. So it is highly encouraged. It is hoped that you will be there. If not, at a minimum, we're hoping that you're there virtually. But it is those working sessions together when we're in a conference room locked together for 2 days straight is really, really helpful. So it is highly encouraged, but it is not something that is, you know, you have to be there every single one. The goal is that you are, but it's not a specific requirement.
All right. And do you have another question, Jason?
Yes. Based upon that, it's my feeling that there are a lot of very talented, eager members who would love to run for office or lobby for a manager position who can't jet set off to Pittsburgh or Chicago or wherever to attend the executive committee meetings in person. So I'm wondering, number one, if all of you, all six of you, favor opening it up to more Zoom, more teleconferencing in order to get those people more involved, and if so, how will you implement that?
Who wants to take this?
I'll take that question. 2 years ago, I would have said yes, but now, no. The difference I've seen in this executive committee when we were able to come back together in a room, we were so much more productive, and we could read body language, we could discuss things more passionately, and we could get so much more done in a short period of time. I feel passionate that we need the team building, the connection, the camaraderie that happens in that room. This is also about learning each other, learning to be a team, learning to work together, and when we're in that room, that's what we get to do. It's also the time outside the meeting. We sit down for a meal together. We get to know each other. We build friendships. And when you're friends and you know each other a little more personally, not personal, but personally, you definitely are able to work together. You learn each other's styles. And conversations happen on the side and ideas happen on the side over a meal that might not have happened. And Zoom prevents that. So, you know, yes, we get together. Are we just setting off? No, we are scrambling to get there late Friday night. Sometimes we have members arrive early Saturday morning before the meeting starts, and we hustle to cram it all in and get it done before we leave Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. It is a jam-packed weekend, And so to get that all achieved and to give ACE the best we can, I truly believe that the majority of meetings need to be in person and the majority of the members need to be present. Some positions are more critical than others in person, but I truly believe we've got to be in person.
Okay, we're just about out of time. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Do you have another question? Go ahead.
Well, it's a follow-up. Do any of the other five candidates have an opposing point of view that they would like to share? Anybody?
Go ahead. I do not disagree with Elizabeth. Everything she said, I fully agree with. However, in addition to that, we do reimbursement for travel to those executive committee meetings. So while we are traveling I have to go make one after work on Friday, et cetera, the travel to the meeting is paid for by the club, as well as if you stay with another person in a hotel room, that is also paid for. So we certainly do not want people to be excluded for that reason. So we do have reimbursements that go into being on the executive committee.
I'd like to thank the room for putting up with me.
Oh, not at all. That's a good question. And just as an aside, this has nothing to do with ACE, but I've had 150 trials on Zoom in front of me and about 70 in person. All 70 in person were way superior to anything on Zoom. And I can understand about the camaraderie. It really is better. But go ahead, Angel. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Evangelos Ringis. I am excited about the future of ACE because we got some great leadership. And I'm really excited to make sure we have a great committee to lead us. So I've got a couple important questions and comments. The first one's a clarification. Robert, I think I heard someone earlier mention, did you run for office recently with ACE 4 years ago or 8 years ago?
It was 2 years or 4 years ago. Yeah, I was in the with...
Okay, yeah. So one thing that really concerns me, after you didn't win that election, it's because I heard someone mention they didn't know your name. Did you seek out any opportunities to volunteer? Because it seems like if you had the initiative to run for an office, you were willing to give your time, and then you lost the election, and what I'm hearing is you didn't run for any position in your region, you didn't volunteer. You mentioned yourself that you didn't do a lot of volunteer recently. Could you explain why that was?
Well, I mean, I attend a lot of events in the local region every year. I'm better known in the Texas and the surrounding states there than up here. But at the same point, I've always pursued the idea, but I just hadn't taken it that actively, knowing that there was going to be probably another opportunity coming up 4 years later.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Any more? You have another question?
Yeah, so that was just my fact gathering. I want to make sure it was clear. So to that, and I'm trying to make the club the best it can be, I want to echo something that Jeff said earlier. You know, he lost an election 8 years ago, and he didn't, drop them face even nationally. I know he actively served his region doing volunteering efforts. And I want to challenge anyone who's running in the race, like there's three or four of us, right, the secretary and the vice presidential position. If you don't win today, I want to hear you volunteering in your region, doing things, reaching out, talking to the executive board. You know, there's always an opportunity coming up in 2 years or 4 years to run, right? I think we know that. So you could be talking with the executive committee about your ideas. I heard several people today, Elizabeth says she's an idea person. Inbox is always open. I would want you to reach out to your leaders and for everybody here, reach out to your regional reps, reach out to your executive committee and get those ideas in, all right?
I think what our president is saying is we are out of time. First of all, I want to thank everybody in the audience. I want to thank our panel. One thing I want to do, I want to thank Bob and the whole executive committee for really 2, 3, 4 years of really great work in a much more complex era than when I first started in 1980 as an ACE member. And I think we're in good shape with the people and this panel, whoever we know already, a couple of the people who are going to be elected. I think we're going to have a great couple of years coming up. And I want to thank you all for coming and staying. I think this is one of the largest attendances we've had at a candidates forum since I've been doing it, which is since about 1982. So I want to thank you all for coming. These were great questions, and I'm sure we're going to have a wonderful couple of years. And everybody go and enjoy dinner.